This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It is unknown whether her caucus will elect her to be Speaker of the House again, but Representative Nancy Pelosi delivered a victory speech to the American public after Democrats retook the U.S. House of Representatives during Tuesday's midterm elections. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway says while Democrats made some gains in the House, President Trump did not take the type of beating past presidents have.
The fact that we're not talking about a shellacking tonight, the fact that it took till 11 p.m. for most of your networks and print outlets to say, oh, we think that we see now that the House will go Democratic, really tells you a lot about the president, our president and my boss, how he doesn't repeat trends, he tends to make them. He doesn't repeat history, he tends to defy it.
As AP Sagar Magani reports, Republicans maintain control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats faced a very narrow path toward regaining the majority, and it closed with losses in Indiana, Tennessee, North Dakota, and Texas, where Ted Cruz beat new Democratic favorite Beto O'Rourke, ending the Democrats' dream of riding anti-Trump sentiment into Senate control.
That's a huge moment, a huge victory for the president.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, who'd earlier said the Democrats might see a ripple, but certainly not a blue wave. Sagar Magani at the White House.
As Americans took to the polls Tuesday, social media trolls targeted U.S. voters with a fresh bout of misinformation, but there were no signs of any foreign cyber attacks on critical election systems. Several hours before polls closed, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen cautioned that the Russians have a full court press through many means.
I don't want anyone to get the impression that we are not seeing consistent efforts through foreign influence to sow discord and to present false narratives to Americans. We are seeing that. We absolutely are seeing that from multiple nation states.
Social media companies say they